Are there things that we would like to not have made public?
Yes.
Didn't hit anybody and hit that thing straight.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
The dirty laundry is really flapping in the breeze now, with emails and other documents being released to the public, with the antitrust lawsuit brought against NASCAR by 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports about to go to trial. The email that's caught everyone's attention is NASCAR Commissioner Steve Phelps in communications with sanctioning body president Steve O'Donnell and others, calling longtime team owner Richard Childress, quote, a stupid redneck who owes his entire fortune to NASCAR. At Phoenix during the championship weekend, Phelps hinted at some negative stuff he knew would eventually come out.
There's comments that have been made on both sides that are unfortunate, yeah. Are there things that Steve and I said that we would like to not have made public? Yes.
Before all this went public, Phelps reached out to Childress to apologize, but he's fired up and now considering legal action for defamation of character. The emails also show NASCAR wanted to trash the SRX series, and on the other side, they also show the CFO at 2311 Racing thought Denny Hamlin was, quote, a terrible businessman. Feelings are getting hurt, and at the moment, it's not about to get any better.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Not only is Carson Hocevar in a new docuseries, but earlier this month caddied for WNBA star Caitlin Clark in a Florida golf tournament, and they surprised him by letting him tee off on the 10th hole. So the driver, with a driver, hit it right down the middle of the fairway over 250 yards.
Golfed once 18 holes in my life, and they gave me about two-hole notice that I was going to hit. Cold turkey, no warm-up. Know anything, and I hadn't touched a golf club in months. So yeah, between her and her teammates Sophie and Lexi, they were a lot of fun to be around, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.